dip, dip, whip up, dip, dip, dip. Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my handy for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. See, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health, a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm joined by my able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing today, Brother Frank?
All right, Doc. Good afternoon.
All right. Today, I've chosen as our topic, the overcomer. The overcomer. You know, I and many others have said that our lifestyle can make a huge difference in determining how long a particular individual will live, as well as the quality of the years that they will live. I used to say that many people just didn't want to die. I said it, Brother Frank, because I would see them come in, knowing that many of the things that they were doing were detrimental to their health, but yet weren't saved. But I had to come to realize that it wasn't that they didn't want to live. It's just that they did not know how to change. Change is difficult. One of the things that I found, Brother Frank, that many of us do is that we make a lot of excuses. Excuses for what we're doing or what we're not doing that is necessary for us to obtain or maintain good health. We need to recognize that we can do all things with God's help. If we look at our history, if we allow ourselves not to be distracted, we'll see that we've been able to accomplish many things.
Yeah.
Things that people thought we just could not do. But we allow issues, economic issues, social issues, even health issues to get in the way of us doing the things that we need to do. I believe, Brother Frank, that we need to recognize that many of the difficulties that we face can actually be used to carry us forward. Let me say that again, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
We need to recognize that many of the difficulties that we face can be used to carry us forward. We need to recognize what we've already accomplished. We have history. And if you could do that, then you can do this. And certainly we can do it with God's help.
For sure.
We have to stop putting ourselves down. Too often we fill our minds with things like, I'm not worth good health.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not capable of obtaining it. Now, so I guess someone says, I've never said that. Well, your actions speak so loud. I can't hear a word you say. All right? So we have, in fact, said it. We may not have used words. Once again, disease and sickness can be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Disease and sickness can be beneficial in helping you to make the changes that you need to make to have that sustained health that you're looking for. I remember Dr. Baruch and I were on a program that my wife and another member of our church planned on raw food eating. And after Dr. Baruch and myself spoke, there was a lady from Philadelphia who got up and she said that my breast cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, Brother Frank, you know, breast cancer, along with prostate cancer, has a predilection for going to the brain.
Yep.
As well as the bone. And I thought that that lady's cancer had gone to her brain and she was out of her mind. But then she continued. She said, when I developed cancer, I changed my lifestyle. And when I changed my lifestyle, I got rid of the cancer. She said, my family, some of my friends saw what I did and changed their lifestyle, and their health improved significantly. Cancer is one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was left with my mouth open, Brother Frank, because she said something that was so powerful that it resonated. And as I was thinking about this program today, I thought about her. Because what she did, she got up and she testified. She got up and she shared with us what had happened to her. One of the things that I think is important for us to do is to look at what we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
As we're trying to go forward, Brother Frank, we got to see what we've already accomplished, you know? And so in that spirit, I want us to look at individuals on this, that's listening to this program right now, who at some phase in their life had to make some, had some serious health challenges and made some decisions to make some changes that was necessary to restore them to good health. All right? And made those changes. So I want you to pick up that phone and call and testify. We want you to share with us. I know I have many patients, many who listen to the station, who I could call on, who I've treated over the years, who've made significant lifestyle changes, and who've seen significant benefit. And you know, I want, if they want, they can call in and testify also. But I also want some of you, maybe I've never treated, don't know your name. I believe there are countless of individuals out there who have made lifestyle changes mm-hmm. and who have seen the benefit, you know? And so I want you to call and to share with us. The number here, of course, is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0892. Share with us. We're family. Mm-hmm. You are what I call overcomers. And I want you to share so that others listening to your story can be overcomers also. Now, I admit I did ask Brother Frank to get us started because this brother is an overcomer. He's an overcomer. And I want him to share a bit of his story with us while you're calling. Again, the number is 202-588-0892. That's 588-0892, area code 202. Brother Frank, would you mind being our first overcomer of the day and share just a little bit of your story of what, where you were, what you did, et cetera, et cetera. In your own way.
My pleasure, Doc, for sure. I like the lady that you talked to. Cancer is a blessing. Cancer is a blessing, for sure. It woke me up to, actually, it got me closer to God. And I give him all honor and credit for saving my soul and saving my behind and saving my mind. It woke me up for sure. And I give credit to my wife and two daughters for being patient while I changed my lifestyle. And I sure give credit to Dr. Watkins and other doctors and other people who have given their testimonies and the doctors that have provided me with information that I needed to change my lifestyle. And for sure, they were wise enough to know that the establishment treatments were not effective and bold enough to tell the truth about it. So just some quick facts about my cancer and how I got there and how I got out of it. I'm a 76-year-old. I grew up in a home with an alcoholic and two smokers. Other people, my parents bought the lies as well, and I just enhanced them. I got a 20-year history of substance abuse that was stopped in 1985. And that, of course, I smoked as well because my parents smoked. It was a thing to do. At 37, I stopped. I got a 23-year history of cigarette smoking that ended in 1986. Both my parents died of cancer. Dad died of kidney cancer at 66. Mom died of a smoker-related cancer at 84. My brother died of kidney failure, and then he had cancer as well. My previous health history, a little bit about that. I was diagnosed with hypertension in 1982, several visits to the hospital from severe arrhythmia from potassium dissipation caused by a diuretic used for that hypertension, and actually led to one heart attack. I had 3 sinus surgeries over an 18-year period from acute sinusitis, and I was on antibiotics up to 6 times a year, heavy antibiotics as well. Several visits to the doctors and labs and imaging centers for testosterone levels. That's when I had the cancer and I didn't know it. My testosterone levels were off the charts, and I had severe lethargy and sometimes liver pain. In August of 2013, I was diagnosed with hepatocellular carcinoma, liver cancer, and cirrhosis at Sibley Hospital. After a night of enduring pain, abdominal pain right around the liver, that they showed me that I had the imaging that I had the severe two tumors in the one lobe and several small tumors. And as I said, cirrhosis as well. At that time, I had elevated liver numbers and a tumor marker of 205. The normal range is 0 to 8. So I had 205. And 1 month later, I decided to get extra opinions. So I visited 2 doctors, one at Georgetown Hospital, Lombardi Cancer Center, and they wanted to start chemo right away. They gave me 6 months to live. The doctor at John Hopkins was a surgeon. He wanted to remove half of my liver in hopes that it would grow back cancer-free. He gave me 6 months to live. There was a doctor at Washington Hospital Center who wanted to manage my treatment and sent me to do a biopsy, which I didn't do. And he wanted to do curt surgery, chemo, and radiation. Around that time, I started to make end-of-life plans. I prayed and got some hope. So I started researching with that hope and found out that the proposed treatment plans from all those 3 doctors, and one was a set of doctors, and none would work. Surgery wouldn't, because the regrown livers would still have hepatitis C. The chemo had virtually no chance of working with liver cancer. And if you do the research, you'll find out that chemo only works with 1 or 2 cancers. That's it. Radiation wouldn't have cured me at all. these standard treatments were guaranteed to make me feel worse. And I was already sick. I mean, I was sick as a dog, I'll tell you. They would make me feel worse, destroy my immune system, which I found out your immune system is what fights cancer. So these treatments would destroy the very thing that would save me if I was to be saved. And it would leave my brain and organs malfunctioning and or permanently inept and probably kill me. Keep in mind that my moms had died from cancer and my dad had died from cancer. My mom's had radiation treatment that didn't cure her. My dad had surgery that didn't cure him. My cousin had a couple of bouts of chemotherapy and that didn't cure him. I found other information while I was researching that pointed to natural cures, including video testimonials that included juicing, organic raw foods, turmeric, steam distilled water, and other things. Elimination of animal products, processed foods, sugar, processed oils, harmful chemicals in personal and household products, and stress. However, I took my time believing them because I had to undo the lies. the lies, you know. So I saturated myself with information, and along about that time, I went to see Dr. Watkins and listened to him, and I started making the changes in earnest after a 16-day bout in Georgetown Hospital with severe abdominal pain and severe itching in my legs and feet, which is an indicator of the liver cancer progressing. Around that time, I had an AFP, that's the tumor marker I was talking about, of 495. And bilirubin was 13.2, way out of range. Alkaline phosphatase was 349, AST 109, and other numbers were way out of range. So I was released from the hospital and I couldn't wait to get out of there because by that time I knew that hospitals with their food and their practices wouldn't cure me of disease. Their hospitals are great for curing you of a broken bone or something short term, but diseases you have a problem with. Okay. So I began to make those changes in earnest. Dr. Watkins tweaked my program. I was still getting a little sicker. By 1 month later, November of 2013, the AFP was 1498, off the chart. But the other numbers started to come down. 2 months later, the AFP, that tumor marker, was 1068. And the other numbers were still decreasing. I continued to get better with my health routines. It's a process. Learning is a process. Curing is a process. First, you have to cure your mind and your routine. Your routine. I kept getting better at my health routines. 2 months later, my AFP was down to 19.3. Keep in mind, that the normal numbers were 0 to 8. So the other numbers were still decreasing.
Went from 1398 to
19? In 4 months.
4 months.
4 months. The next month, I felt good enough to take my room air conditioners out of my shed, take them upstairs, and install them by myself. Two of them. And if you want to know how significant that was, when I started juicing back there in October, November, I would have to prep the juice, go sit down and take a nap, maybe two naps. And I would come and juice and I'd have to take another nap. I mean, I was weak, weak. So that says something that this is not an instant cure, but it will do it if you progressively and consistently change.
Now, it sounds, Frank, that you're also very determined.
Oh, yeah.
To do what you could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even
I
though...
I get better at the determination.
The medical establishment told you that you were going to die. Even with their therapies, you were going to die.
They were
going to extend your life 6 months at best.
Mm-hmm. I kept pumping myself with information and testimonials from other people. The YouTube is full of them. The internet is full of other people that have cured their cancer.
So you're not the only crazy person around.
No. You just don't hear about it, on general media. You hear about chemotherapy and radiation and what they call traditional treatments, but we don't learn about what people have been using for years to cure cancer. And there's several ways to cure cancer. So by June of that year, everything was normal. August of 2014, imaging, doc wanted me to get more images, and the CT scan showed that my tumors were gone.
Hmm.
And there was some scarring remained.
Was that the one that had the cyst also?
Yeah. That's the one. I did it in August of 2015, 1 year later. The CT scan showed there was no recurrence of tumors, and even the cyst and scarring were gone. That year, and I still had hepatitis C.
Well, you hadn't mentioned that. You mentioned
the
hepatitis C.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. That was the cause of the hepatitis, the liver cancer. And I went for a cure of the hepatitis C. And that worked. That was called Harvoni. So that worked. And that showed that in September of the following year, everything was normal.
So when was
zero.
When was that you were treated for the hepatitis C?
That was starting in 4/16, April 16, 2016.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So,
and now it's 2024. So that's 8 years.
Yeah. since the hepatitis C.
Yeah.
It's been 11 years since I was diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 11 years.
So you are what I would call an overcomer. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. I know we have some other overcomers out there. I know when I listen to Frank, I get inspired. I hope that some of you, as you're listening, you get inspired. You know, he went to the top medical establishment in this area, some of the top in the country,
mm-hmm.
And they told him that you're going to die. You know, we're going to give you these remedies, but they're not really remedies. They're Band-Aids.
Yeah,
and we want you to take them, and they're probably going to make you sicker. All right, they're not going to cure you. It's going to cost a whole lot of money. Hopefully, your insurance will pay for most of it.
Yep.
But at the end, you're going to die. But this man was crazy enough to decide, and he said something, he brushed over it quickly, but when I took his history, it was very, very important. He said that he came home hopeless and he prayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something in our history. When we go back into our history and we look at us as a people, that is something that's always been significant. And once he prayed, he developed a sense of hope. And then he started reading. So there's a process, all right? There's a process. Prayer, developing hope, and then getting information to go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to help our listeners, because unfortunately our community is one of the sickest, is the sickest community in this country, and as a result one of the sickest communities in the world, in spite of all of the resources we have. But we believe that we can do something about that. But we have to do it as a family. And so we want you to call. The number is 202-588-0893. Call and share. Be one of our overcomers. Let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello, am I on the line?
Yes.
You're on the line.
Okay, thank you for letting me ask. I want to give a praise of a story to inspire people. I attend the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I'm not Seventh-day Adventist, but I saw a professor there from Howard, and I said, what are you doing here? He said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I can walk here. And he said, when I walked in here and saw these people looking like they stepped out of heaven, he said, I got to hurry up and get back here. And not about so much the spiritual teaching, but their diet. I was introduced to the Adventist diet when I was a teenager. And people ask to this day, are you Seventh-day? I said, no, I'm not. Fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and beans. That's the way nature intended for us to eat. But I had gotten away from that. And I've been doing the holistic diet for the last 3 years. And when people see me, literally, I saw a lady I hadn't seen in about 5 years. She said, what did you do? She said, you did something. I said, well, I start blending my food, not juicing, but blending. And every day, I don't think I've missed a day, but it actually changes even, you know, modifies the skin color, because she would say, why do you look good in orange? Well, I guess because I like put carrots in there and different red fruits, pomegranate every day. But I do want to inspire them. The diet does work. It's no question that it works. I can do things that could do 40 years ago. I still can teach aerobics. I'm 81. And so I'm trying to inspire 81? People. Yeah, I'm 81. And I just want to inspire people. Fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and beans, it works. I actually started with Dr. Gabe Merkin. I used to follow him with the book. But I do have a question about the prostate, because I have a slow, my urine flow is slow, but it has picked up since I've been on the diet. But could you tell me some information? And the information, I have some people listening from a couple of churches about high blood pressure. No one in my family lived beyond 55 until, they all died of stroke or heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm proof that it can change. I'm 81 and my cousin is 85 and she's going strong. He's an Adventist too. So I just want to inspire people. It doesn't mean I don't have a McDonald's hamburger every now and then, but every day, three times a day, eating junk, it's not going to work. And if you give me some tips on the prostate, the urine flow has improved since I've been doing the blending, but you can tell me some specific things I can do for the prostate.
So there are a number of things for prostate. One of the things is there's some herbs that I use that are very, very effective. Some herbal combinations, some of the African herbs. Also, there are things like asparagus that's been shown to be very, very good. Tomatoes have been shown to be very, very good for prostate, and many others. If you give me a call, I can give you a list of things that can help you with that prostate, and Frank will give you that number at the end of the program.
I have the number. When I talk about you to people, people ask me, you know, I give it at the top of my head. He said, you know the number at the top of your head? Yes. So I'm already a patient. I'm a patient of yours already. And
give me a call tomorrow, and we'll get you set up.
Thank you. And talk about high blood pressure.
Thank you very much. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Should I start now?
Yes, you can start now.
Okay, yes, hi. My name is Mo Abdallah. I'm a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for 25 years. And but 3 years ago, I started thinking about what I was doing with my life. And I was obese, borderline diabetic, have high blood pressure, all the diseases that anybody from an African background has. And so I decided to make changes. What I did, I started studying more of, you know, the herbal products, going back into history, looking into what previous people did to cure themselves. So within the span of 6 months of changing my lifestyle, changing my diet, eating right, I was able to go from 245 pounds to 180 pounds.
And wow.
With that, all that...
That's 65 pounds, brother, if I calculate right.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, doc. And what I did is I got rid of all the toxins that I was eating. I went in and I wanted to educate people about what's going on with our society. I heard one of your presenters, one of the commenters, was saying, one of the brothers was saying that he used Harvoni to get rid of hepatitis C. And that triggered in me that when Harvoni came into the market, it was $30,000 a month for 30
years.
Yes.
So this is where what people don't understand. This in the United States of America, this is all about business. They want you to get sick. They want you to go in.
That's right.
Come back. I mean, we were used to love people. I mean, honestly, when I was working, I worked in Orlando. I live now in New Jersey. People come in, and they come with diabetes. We give them one medication. They come back. They go to a doctor. Oh, I have, this is causing me indigestion. They give them another medication, and another one, and another one. By the end of a month or two, they will have 16, 17 medications. So I think what you're doing, Dr. Watson, is really great. I'm really inspired. And what I did is I left the Walgreens, I left the pharmaceutical, I left all that stuff. If you, in a Star Wars analogy, I'll say I left the Empire and joined the Resistance now. Now I have.
Yes.
Now I own an herbal product company, and by chance, one of your patients, Ms. Carol Sharpless, thanks to her.
Yes.
She told me about you, and hopefully we get in touch, because I think this is like I told her. To me, it's not about business. It's about education. It's about enlightening people. It's about improving people's life. I have a very famous quote here on my website and also on my brochure, and it says that there are no incurable diseases, only the lack of will, and there are no worthless herbs, only the lack of knowledge. And this is from Avicenna, Ibn Sina, who is a physician back in the day. He's a scholar and philosopher. And this is what we need to go by, because if you go to Western traditional medicine, they're going to tell you, like they tell so many brothers, oh, this is not going to be cured. Oh, diabetes, it could not be cured. Oh, no, you're cancer. You got 6 months to live. No, that's not the case. There's a way. We need other people to change our lifestyle. My grandfather, who lived, I'm from Sudan, he lived by the Nile. He owned a farm. He lived to be 107 years of old.
Wow.
All right now.
You know why? Because all he did, he ate from that farm. He walked to the farm. He worked in that farm. And he did not eat as much meat. He will eat only green, only whole wheat, organic stuff. Before organic was sexy, he was eating organic, So
yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we need to get back to. I mean, like,
and we have a rich tradition. All right. We have a rich tradition that we have ignored. We say that we're interested in our traditions, but we're not.
We bought the line.
Our behavior shows that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So appreciate you, brother.
Yeah,
I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, for sure.
I told me about you today.
Well, I appreciate that, and I look forward. I'm inspired by your work. I mean, what you're doing is great, and I'll be more than humbled and honored to work with you and to spread this knowledge, because that's what we need. We just people can't just take.
Did we lose you?
Yeah, we lost
you. All right, we lost you. But we'll talk some more. We'll talk some more. The number is 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, sir. How you doing, both of you gentlemen, today? Last week, I missed your information last week about the gardening. There's an organization called the Master Gardeners in T.G. County, and Master Gardeners in D.C. People can go to these courses, get 50 hours of good instruction, and become Master Gardeners. That's what I wanted to say.
That's excellent information.
We lost him too.
Was that it? The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about overcomers. We're talking about people who were sick. All right. Now, it's good to prevent, but what if you're already sick? we're here today that you can do something about it. Let's go back to our phone. Just call you on the line.
Yes, Dr. Watkins, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Dr. Watkins, I met you back in March of 2019 on the air, and I became a vegan because of you. I just want to go over a little word that you said to me that I always stuck in my mind. At the time, I had told you, you know, I could give up chicken, I could give up seafood, but I love my turkey wing tips. And you said to me on the air, well, let me ask you this, brother, do you love living? And I said, yes, I love living. And I said, of course I love living. Then you said, well, then you'll give up those turkey wing tips. It's been nothing but good since that time. I've been a vegan. The best move I've ever made in my life. My health has improved immeasurably. I've always been in good shape, but my health has still gotten so much better. As a matter of fact, friends of mine, I have recommended that they go see you. One friend of mine who recently became a patient of yours told me, said, Darnell, the best thing I ever did was go to see Dr. Watkins. So I believe in you. I know what you say is the truth, and I am living proof of that. And I want to thank you so much for being
here. You are an overcomer, and hopefully your testimony will help others to become overcomers. Thank you so much, my brother. You have an outstanding day.
You too.
The number is 202-588-0893. We're looking for overcomers today, people who've made some changes and are willing to inspire others to do the same. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Dr. Watkins.
Yes, my brother.
Let me tell you, this is one of the best shows. And, you know, the brother from Sudan, I think, would be happy to connect with Professor Patrick Ogwang. What, you know, you guys are doing is amazing. And there are many things that can be accomplished. Of course, regarding the prostate cancer, Prunus Africana has been well known to treat that. In fact, that is one of the most exported herbal plants from Africa to Western countries, even China. So that's critical. Of course, high blood pressure, you have the rovarosin, something like that, and it's known to work very well. We have these herbal remedies. Of course, being vegan is going to be the magic. There is a lot that is literally being forgotten within Africa now because they are being led to believe that chemos are the way. And it's unfortunate because that's not the way. I mean, these things, you remember when you're talking about Dr. Dennis Bucket in Uganda?
Yes, Uganda.
Exactly.
In 25 years, he never saw one case of colon cancer.
Exactly. No blood pressure, no nothing. But, you know, now people are going to the Western type of diet, lifestyle, and things are coming literally in, you know, ridiculous way, really high. So, again, we have to go back to what our ancestors, like that gentleman from Sudan, said. We never used to have all these problems. All you have to do is go according to the way nature was. So anyway, I'm not going to talk more, but one thing I want you to do is I would like to get tell that gentleman from Sudan and him and Professor Gwang, they could literally do a great job. The solutions are there. And of course, Brother Frank, you know, God bless you. Your testimony is amazing and encouraging. So keep it up, Dr. Watkins. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Brother Sam from Uganda. He's a researcher, and he knows.
Par excellent.
Exactly. Par excellent. That's right.
Number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Yes, caller. You're on the line.
How you doing, Dr. Watkins?
Man, I'm doing extremely well. All you overcomers, man, are just getting me excited.
I'm telling you.
I got a couple questions. I just heard your man talking about that cancer stuff. I just lost my cousin because he was diagnosed with cancer last May, and he died 2 days ago. But that's not my problem. You know, I've been dealing with this diabetes for the last 10 years. It's been over 600 on a few occasions. But they put me on, finally, they put me on this once-a-week medicine. And my A1C done gone from, like, 12 in the last 2 months, 3 months, down to 7.8. And I only got to inject myself once a week. But once I get it back to normal, I want to get on a diet to get off of whatever this is.
No. You got to get on a diet to get it normal. All right? 7.8 is bad. All right?
I know.
The normal is 4.8 to 5.4. And the best thing to get it down, we can get it down within months, my brother. Within months.
I ain't talking about what I think.
I'm talking about what I know.
That's right.
We're talking about posts on the wall. All right? So it, although you've made some improvement, it can be done much, much faster and much, much better because you're dealing with the underlying problem, and that's what we have to do. Thank you so much.
Dealing with neuropathy. When do neuropathy go away?
Over at GW, he showed that you can reverse neuropathy by changing your diet. So yes, it can be done.
Listen out for the number at the end of the show in a few minutes, and give Doc a call. We can work on that.
Well, we want to thank all of you overcomers who called and shared, and I hope others recognize that you too can overcome. You are not trapped unless you continue to make excuses for yourself and excuses for your doctors and decide that you want to shorten your stay here on this planet. But if you want to improve, in many instances, I tell people I don't guarantee anything except that we'll do, but I've seen wonderful things happen. It can happen to you also. You just have to be willing to change. Brother Frank, any parting words?
Yes, sir. Thank you to all of our callers. Powerful information, powerful testimonies. And Mark, thank you so much for being a former pharmacist. Former. He got out of the business.
Yes.
Not the only one, too. If you want to call my doctor, Dr. Theodore Watkins, call Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5, 202-388-0992. The brother with diabetes, call that number, 202-388-0992. You can also go to www.twiliving.com. That's the Watkins Institute Living.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our fantastic engineer.
Fantastic.
Yep, fantastic for sure. Miyuki Williams, acting general manager. Katia Stitt, program director. Esther Ivram, Joni Eisenberg, and all of our staff, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, everyone. We want to thank Ola Dari and Maccabee for our intro and outro music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba.
Very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yam. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. Man, how when me eat
eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Today, April 15th, 2024, marks the 77th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking Major League Baseball's color barrier by debuting with the Brooklyn Dodgers. To celebrate Robinson's Hall of Fame career and its impact on future generations, MLB has held Jackie Robinson Day on April 15th of every year since 2004. And since 2009, every player, manager, and coach has worn Robinson's number 42 for their game on today's date. In addition to Jackie Robinson Day, his legacy is kept alive through the Jackie Robinson Foundation, which was established in 1973 by his widow, Rachel, with the goal of providing scholarships and career services to deserving students. One of the foundation's latest endeavors was the 2022 opening of the Jackie Robinson Museum in New York City. Part of the museum's mission is to inspire those who are interested in social change. Jackie Robinson, who was also a groundbreaking businessman, was heavily involved in social change during his lifetime, being called a freedom rider before freedom rides. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. even said, and I quote, "Jackie Robinson made my success possible. Without him, I would never have been able to do what I did," end quote. It has been about 3 weeks since the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. And now the FBI has opened a criminal investigation of the incident to focus on the circumstances leading up to it and whether all federal laws were followed. What was already known publicly is that in the early hours of March 26, a massive ship, or dolly, that was loaded with cargo left Baltimore's port headed for Sri Lanka. It eventually struck one of the bridge's supports, causing the span to collapse into the Patapsco River and leading to the deaths of 6 construction workers. Not long after the FBI's investigation was announced earlier today, a source close to the situation said that the ship experienced apparent electrical issues prior to the collapse. Alarms went off on the ship's refrigerated containers before leaving port in Baltimore, likely indicating an inconsistent power supply. To your local news, in New York, Donald Trump reported to court today for his criminal hush money trial, which is underway. Last year, the Manhattan District Attorney charged the former president with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. This stemmed from a $130,000 payment that Trump's former lawyer paid at the end of the 2016 election to Stormy Daniels, an adult film actress, to keep her quiet about the alleged affair she had with Donald Trump, an affair that he denies. Jury selection for this trial begins today and will continue until a panel of 12 New Yorkers and 6 alternates are seated, a process that could take up to 2 weeks. Donald Trump is required to be present for the trial, which will take place 4 days a week and could last 8 weeks. To the D.C. area, tomorrow, April 16th, is Emancipation Day in D.C. On that day in the year 1862, slavery was abolished in the District of Columbia by President Abraham Lincoln. Over 3,000 enslaved persons were freed 8 months before the Emancipation Proclamation liberated slaves in the South. This year's Emancipation Day festivities include a parade, food trucks, and a concert on Freedom Plaza, ending with fireworks. Earlier this afternoon, Mayor Muriel Bowser hosted the 7th annual Full Democracy Champions Luncheon in honor of D.C. Emancipation Day, which took place 162 years ago. In today's weather, it's currently about 79 degrees in New York and 84 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.